بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، we have begun the discussion, the beautiful name of Allah جل جلاله, Al-Majid, Al-Majid. Al-Majid, the possessor of grandeur. Al-Majid, the most venerable. As we read in our Salat and Salam, إِنَّكَ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ. Verily you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are hamidun. You are full of praise. All praise belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ya Allah, you are majid, the most venerable. So we discuss a bit about this attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-majid and al-majid, with extremely generous, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that showers His kindness upon His slaves through the favors which He showers upon them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains them. In many verses of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention of His greatness, grandeur and loftiness. This is the Khaliq, tabarak wa ta'ala, the creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have given one command, that إِنَّنِي أَنَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعَبُدْنِي. But it was sufficient that indeed I am Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no one worthy of worship besides me, therefore worship me and that's it. If you don't worship, then your limbs will be broken, your eyes will be taken away, your eyesight, your hearing, your tongue, your speech. I am the Khaliq. Majesty belongs to me, grandeur belongs to me. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so overlooking. وَيَعْفُونَ كَثِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives plenty, even with the tawbah also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٌ. كَثِيرٌ is plenty of sins you do, Allah ta'ala just overlooks it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't even take your account to that. Take your hisab kitab. So the Khaliq tabarak wa ta'ala, the creator, in so many verses of Quran Sharif, through His rahmat and His mercy, and His majesty and grandeur, is trying, so to say, to emphasize upon insan that just obey and I'll give you so much. There was no need to encourage us so much. The command just should have been given. Do as you say. And we say to the children, they say G and do it. Don't ask anything else. Allah Ta'ala wanted, you could have said the same thing. Just listen and do it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's vastness, Majid also, the vast mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many ayats of Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala has been mention of His greatness, grandeur and loftiness, that it will take insan to perceive, to understand that he has to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the Quran Sharif is, as well as the ahadith, are replete with the glory, grandeur and honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many verses and surahs declare His grandeur and majesty. Example, ayatul kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. But that is revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the creation. Read it, understand who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, and not just to obey. So Hakim Sahib rahimullah will say, it's not just obedience to Allah, but it's to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the love of Allah. What is to obey someone in fear? That I fear the person, so I obey that person. But there's no love in it, it's just cold, it's dry. Our Hazrat Wala says also, tamarakatuhu, that a sawuf is something which is brittle and dry. Something is enjoyable, that you fall in love with Allah. And I want to obey Allah in the love of Allah. Their relationship is different. Reading now Salat and Salam also, when I'm just reading it. When I'm reading with love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Hazrat says also, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, grant us your ma'rifat, your recognition. Also make dua, Ya Allah, grant us the ma'rifat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We want to know who he is. We want to know him in and out, like we know Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. So in reciting Salat and Salam, Hazrat says, just picture yourself standing in front of the qabr of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, sitting in the roda, sitting in Masjid al-Nabwi. Oh, you haven't been there, the green dome, sitting there right now reading Salat and Salam, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is sitting cross-legged looking at me, joom joom ke. And he moves, look at my banda, look at my ummati, look at my ummati. He's reading durood upon me. Now enjoy yourself. So he said, when you're reading Durood Sharif, picture yourself there. When you're making dua, then picture yourself in front of Baytullah. And now I'm crying to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is convincing the makhluk. different ayats of Quran Sharif, in Ayat al-Kursi, Surah al-Baqarah, Surah al-Fatiha, Surah al-Ikhlas, all these are great surahs of Quran Sharif in which we find the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest means by which a servant can proclaim the grandeur and splendor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by tilawat al-Quran Sharif, day and night. Dua that comes from Munajati Maqbool, Allahumma rizukni, Allah grant me the Quran Sharif, wa dukhallitahu bilahmi wa dami wa sam'i wa basari. Ya Allah, the Quran Sharif, mix it with my blood, with my flesh, wa sam'i, my ears, wa basari, and my ears and my sight. Ya Allah, mix it with my body completely in and out, and use me for the Quran Sharif tilawat, and use me for the khidmat of Quran Sharif. Use my body, my health, my wealth for the service of Quran Sharif. So the greatest means by which a servant can proclaim the grandeur, how to proclaim the grandeur of Allah, the splendor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is by tilawat of the Quran Sharif day and night. Ana al-layl wa ana al-nahar. During the morning, during the evening. As it says also, that if a person can, shouldn't just read Quran Sharif one portion of the day and I'm done. It's spread it out during the day. Qutbara in the morning, little bit after Zuhr, little bit after Asr, little bit after Maghrib, Isha. So the entire day is in Quran tilawat. Little portions of it. So spread it out in the day. If one is unable to, a hafiz should recite at least 3 juz paras daily. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And a non-hafiz should recite at least 1 juz of Quran Sharif daily. No one in his own words can ever completely praise and proclaim the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he deserves, except how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised himself in the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala praised himself, now you're reading it. You're making talawat of that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and using the same words to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some ulama have stated there are 4 fundamentals for majid. There are 4 fundamentals for majid, the one that possesses grandeur. None can be a perfect majid, the one that is most venerable, worthy of respect and glory, unless these 4 are found together within that person. Number 1, ownership. Ownership, as we mentioned many a times, even the word ownership is borrowed to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything belongs to Allah. The Lord of the land, the landlord is Allah. The land is borrowed to us. So we are just now looking after the land that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but nothing is ours. So supreme ownership only belongs to Allah. Therefore Allah ta'ala deserves to be the one that possesses grandeur, because the earth belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kingship. Thirdly, abundance of grandeur. Fourthly, graciousness in actions. So there are 4 fundamentals for majid. None can be a perfect majid unless these 4 are found together. So all 4 have to be found in the person to be worthy of all praise, to be most venerated. That is ownership, kingship, abundance of grandeur, graciousness in actions. If the king's dominion has become firmly established, lands have become many, all the servants' knees are placed before him, he is lofty in status, overlooks criminals, forgives wrongdoers, covers up faults, accepts excuses, swiftly answers the call of the distressed, grants those who possess nothing, honors delegations, helps the oppressed, protects chaste women, and prevents enemies from violating sanctities, then he is majid and majid to the highest level. But who can have all of this at one time? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is honored and venerated due to his jalla jalaluhu gracious actions, honorable status and lofty rank. Just have to go through all these points that have been mentioned over here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is majid and majid. Allah ta'ala is the possessor of grandeur and the most venerable. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala possesses the most lofty of statuses, overlooks criminals. Subhanallah. Who doesn't break the command of Allah? Allah overlooks it. Plenty Allah Ta'ala just overlooks millions and billions of sins every day. Just overlooked, Allah Ta'ala forgives. Like one hadith is mentioned also more or less, that every morning the skies, the earth and the oceans call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The earth says, oh Allah, look at your slave. During the night, what wrong hasn't he done? He's polluted the earth. Allah, give me permission to crack open and to swallow this insan. Then the skies call out, ya Allah, we are witnessing all the sins of insan. We cannot bear the sins of insan. Allow us to crack asunder and to fall upon him and destroy him. Then the oceans call out, ya Allah, even in the oceans also is being guna and sin. Ya Allah, allow us to to flood this earth and to drown in sun. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He belongs to me, doesn't belong to you. He belongs to me, doesn't belong to you. That I will give him respite, I will give him time. Possibly one day will come in his heart and his mind to love me and come back to me. So how many years Allah is giving respite and overlooking and overlooking? So the criminals Allah ta'ala overlooks, forgives the wrongdoers, Allah ta'ala forgives also. Covers up faults, subhanallah. Allah ta'ala, Allah is sattar. Sattar al-uyub, ghaffar al-dhunub, forgiveness of sins. And the one that conceals all faults. So Allah ta'ala conceals and covers up all faults, accepts excuses. Swiftly answers the call of the distressed. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرَّ إِذَا دَعَى Allah ta'ala says, who is there to answer the call of the one that is heart-pressed, the one that is down and out? Allah ta'ala, I'm the one. وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ Allah ta'ala says, I will remove his difficulties for him. And I will make a way open for him. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Grants those who possess nothing. Allah ta'ala gives it to them. How Allah ta'ala gives them also, from whatever news, how it happens. All from the khazan and treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honors delegations, helps the oppressed. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, it might take after some time. But ba'da heen, after some time, Allah's help will come. The dua of the oppressed will always go answered. Between the dua of the oppressed and the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no veil. There's no veil. You go direct to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though the person may be a kafir also. Even a kafir is dua who's oppressed. Go directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we're seeing happening right now in the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening. Allah is all aware. When the help of Allah ta'ala comes, it's beyond our hikmat, beyond our comprehension. It's our now, our responsibilities, our consciousness that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make dua for ourselves and the ummah. So Allah ta'ala, He answers the call of the distress, grants those who possess nothing, honors delegations, helps the oppressed, protects the chaste women, is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and prevents enemies from violating sanctities. Then He is Majid and Al-Majid, to the highest level. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is honored and venerated due to His gracious actions, honorable status and lofty rank. Together with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns such a kingdom which minds cannot fathom and tongues cannot describe. We read this as we mentioned before, my dear brothers. For our yaqeen to increase in Allah, our conviction to increase in Allah, for our love to increase in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One very important point, when it comes to islah, when it comes to tarbiyat, when it comes to rectifying our lives, is that a once-off thing? Is that a once-a-year majlis? Is that a once-a-year islahi jalsa? Is that a once-a-year ijtima? It's a daily effort. It's a daily effort of iman. Not just one time, Islam got made, my namaz became perfected. It will become rusty. It will become weak. Because insan's heart is like that. Qalb is like that, is always moving. Qalb, in Arabic, means something is always moving. So the heart is the same as qalb, it's always moving. Even physically also, when you're doing a bypass, there also the heart is moving, they have to also to say freeze it, to stop the movement. Then they can operate on it. So the heart is always fluctuating, is moving. Al-imanu yazidu wa yanqus. Iman also increases, iman decreases. So it's a daily fikr, daily intention, is a daily mujahada. For a person's salah, for his Qur'an tilawat. No person can say, I got my namaz, I'm done. Or my Qur'an tilawat, they got it fixed up, alhamdulillah. It's a daily effort. That a person has to continue making intention, Ya Allah, truly give me ability, give me tawfiq. And Ya Allah, keep me upon sirat mustaqim. Nobody can be complacent. If Sahaba Ikram was so aware, and they were so careful when they came to their own iman, sitting in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can it be that we can become complacent? And I think, nah, I'm okay. Whereas you look in a day now, 24 hours in a day, how much time in a day do I think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much time in a day is my Qur'an tilawat, my dhikr of Allah, my wazaif? For us, it's just once off in a day, I'm done. So to say, my mind is free now. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they fell in ghaflat, in negligence, and they thought they were munafiq. They thought now they were hypocrites, like Hanzala radiallahu anhu. They had a little bit of ghaflat. So to say, in the home, started joking with the family, laughing with them, already hit him. That we became aware of it. Now myself, we go on for hours sometimes, the bra is on, 2 hours, 3 hours, and laughing and joking, we forgot what we here for in reality. What we went for a da'wat, went for a wedding, went for a walima, joking and laughing, and we just forgot really what we here for. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu was so conscious all the time, and then too they feared also whether the iman is kaccha wa pakka. Let's say one tabi'i says they met more than 20 or 30 sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Abdullah bin Abi Mulaika. And he says every one of these sahaba radiallahu anhum, I found in him that they had the fear that gripped their heart was the fear of hypocrisy. Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And today I think I'm okay, my iman is intact. That if now Malakul Maut is to come, I'm set already. When we can have some confidence, but then too we can't have it, is we're making a daily effort. We're making the daily intention, and the challenges will come, whether in business, whether at home, whether with the wife, whether with the children, whether with parents, it's a daily challenge. Nobody can say, now I'm the boss, I got things under control, my sly is done. So how I'll speak to this one is different, how I'll speak to that one is different, how I'll handle that one is different. Nobody, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all that belongs to Allah, Allah is al-majid, al-majid, and see how He treats insan. This is the treatment of Allah that Allah ta'ala gives to insan, despite insan breaking all the commands. Myself now, a little bit here and there, somebody doesn't listen to me, and so I handle him or her. Don't listen to me. But myself, I'm not listening to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala is treating me still. So if I want this sifat to come into me, to be venerated, to be a possessor of some grandeur, then these qualities of Allah have to come into me. Protection of insan, to have sympathy upon the yatim, and to look after those that don't have anything. These are all qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala possesses. So these challenges will come in my life, whether in the business, whether in the masjid, whether in the home. So if I pass the test, the most important thing, if I will pass the test, whether my wife is my challenge, whether the children are my challenge, whether parents become my challenge, or to the parents the children become my challenge, or the staff, whatever it may be. If I pass the test, they will pass the test. If I fail, I always think it to be now that she is the challenge in my life. My son is the challenge in my life. That one is the challenge in my life. My brother is the challenge. My sister is the challenge. The challenge is who? And how I'm going to handle it. Not how I'm going to handle them. I'm going to handle them, I'm going to put them right. If I become right, as our Kabir say, then if you become right, everybody will become right. But I forget myself now, and I have to put that person right. I got to sort him out, I got to sort her out. The whole thing is about me. If I fail, they will fail. If I pass, they will pass. So I have authority in my different spheres of life, different avenues of life. I will pass, connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right now the challenge is on, and I connect to Allah. Allah is Majid, Allah is Al-Majid. I learned the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah ta'ala overlooks the oppressed, Allah ta'ala overlooks the criminals, forgives the wrongdoers, covers up faults also. How Allah ta'ala covers up faults. Now I heard something about someone. Now do I speak about it? Do I say it out to anyone? To covering the faults of people, accepting excuses. Accepting excuses, and how we say, how many times am I accepting excuses? It's a different thing now. Before a boy coming to madrasa late every day, or school, and I tell the ustaz, you must be Majid al-Majid, accept my excuse. They're not in this tarbiyat now. This is something of tarbiyat. Now, the certain terms you have to make islah, but how to make the islah also? My islah is made, now I make islah with the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is above me right now. I am not now the owner, I am not the CEO, or whatever it may be. I'm also a banda of Allah. This is also the makhluq of Allah. Allah Ta'ala gives virtue of some over the other in sustenance and rosy, so we take care of the weaker ones. He'll have his faults also. I also have my faults. But it is time now to discipline. How to discipline? With the consciousness of Allah. This is why the Thani Rahmatullah says to be so careful. Make a tarbiyat of children also. The child is something wrong, you're angry. He says, now don't tackle the child. Now you'll take out your anger. And inevitably you'll become an oppressor. You might hit the child so much that you become, it'll be child abuse. Now you cool your anger. Think about it. Ya Allah, you are above me. Ya Allah, you have full control over me. Now call the child. Now explain to the child what he has done. 1, 2, 3. First warning, second warning, third warning. Then the fourth time he said, now you have a right to discipline the child. But not by beating him, by disciplining him. And that too they are tartib, how to discipline the child. Don't hit him anywhere on his body. Not on the head, not on the soft areas, not on the private parts, etc. Maybe on the back, maybe on the bottom. Not more than 3 shots, not so hard that leaves behind marks. Then you beat up the child. Now you're the zalim. He made a mistake, you worse than that, you're the wrongdoer. So all this now we keep in mind, I'm doing it now with Islam and the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So accepting excuses also. Person has an open heart, accept the excuses. Overlook it, make the authority. Ya Allah, if it is, even the person is lying to me, Ya Allah, you put it right. And you make his islah. I can't make his islah. So a person has an open heart. Listen to it, khair, make dua to Allah. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, you put it right. Allah ta'ala swiftly answers the call of the distress. If Allah ta'ala has given me the ability also, person is phoning, is messaging, lighting, I think this person is catching me out. Really he wants help, really he's genuine or not. Now the 500 rand, the 1,000 rand, if Allah ta'ala has given you, how much poorer is it going to make you? What do you say? No, maybe he's catching me. Now he's going to get spoiled. Now myself, how spoiled am I not? I'm so spoiled myself. I'm so spoiled myself, but I'm worried about him now. If I'm going to give him, he's going to get spoiled. Yes, if he's doing something wrong, etc. We are aware of it. But if he's now knocked my door, and he's made the call to me, one time, two times, three times, do it for the pleasure of Allah. Allah is from you, the call came from you, I'm doing it for your sake. What will happen? How Allah will change his heart? What will happen to him? How Allah Ta'ala will put within his heart? How Allah Ta'ala will change the avenues for yourself also? So if Allah Ta'ala so swiftly answers the call of the distress, grants those who possess nothing, honors delegations, all these are qualities Allah Ta'ala give us, helps the oppressed, protects chaste women, and prevents enemies from violating sanctities, if he has that position, and he can do something about it, then definitely he will try. This is a quality that Allah Ta'ala has given him. Then the person now is Majid and Majid. He possesses his qualities. So Allah Ta'ala has put us in these situations and positions, and we can adopt these things and keep the sifat of Allah in mind. Keep the sifat of Allah in mind, then you will see. Then Allah Ta'ala will put the praise of this person upon the tongues of people. That the person really is a great person. What sifat and qualities he have, and Allah Ta'ala is Al-Mahdi, the possessor of grandeur. Now the quality Allah Ta'ala has given this person also. This is tafsir of Rabbana Atina fi dunya hasana. Ya Allah, grant us in this worldly life hasana. One of the tafsir of hasana in dunya, thana'ul khalq. Allah Ta'ala will put the praise of this person on the people's tongues. That for the pleasure of Allah, and when he'll hear the praise also, he won't even take it to mind. Who did it? I did nothing. I'm just a little puppet in between. Allah Pak is using. Allah Ta'ala is using me now just to filter things down to the makhluk. Really, I'm nothing. I really didn't do anything. It's all amanat from Allah. I'm just passing it through to the makhluk. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Allah Ta'ala accept us and use us for this, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم We're discussing with the kitab evil glances and love affairs, the harms and the cures. As we mentioned many a times, Hazrat will mention also that evil glances and love affairs have become a norm nowadays. So look at the opposite gender with lust, just to look at them also, these are evil glances. This is as-sahmul masmum. This is the poisonous arrow of shaitan, which he fires into the heart of insan and poisons the heart. Evil glances, looking at haram. And then that will lead to love affairs. He begin to now fantasize, and then he'll get involved in haram, and becomes an illness and a bimari. Allah Ta'ala protect the ummah. But you can see what this photography, videoing has come to right now. What level has come to right now, who is getting caught up in it? Videoing, photography, walimas, weddings, everywhere is happening. And we don't regard it to be a sin. And we mentioned many a times, one is the technical discussion. Digital photography, whether permissible, impermissible. Ulama say, leave all those discussions, just the outcome of it already has become haram. The major outcome of it already has become haram. There's nothing that there was no goodness in it. If we made it permissible, but we saw the outcome of it, the natija and the aqibah. The outcome of it has become absolutely haram, things taking place. So the outcome has become haram, so we'll have to say that which leads to haram also becomes haram. That which leads to haram also becomes, although it may be permissible, but because the outcome is haram, we'll say even that which, so to say, if it had to be permissible, is also haram. Allah Ta'ala save us from this. Then Hazrat mentions there are a few things that we can do to save ourselves from these haram evil glances and love of his. Number 10, meditation of the divine favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before that, Hazrat says that meditate over the punishment of hell, the fire of Jahannam. Due to my haram, my evil glances, where will be my final abode thereafter? If that doesn't catch the heart, then ponder over the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says to get over and to rid yourself of these evil habits, thereafter ponder about the favors and the bounties of the kind of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thus, say to Allah, O Allah, my soul did not ask you for its existence. I didn't ask Allah to be insan. It's only the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without asking, you granted me existence through your bounty. My soul did not even ask for a human form. Without my asking, you did not make me in the form of a dog or pig. Through your grace, you granted me the form of the best of creation. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. The best of all moods. Allah says, I made you in the best form. That is the form of insan. So you granted me the form of the best of creation. That is, you made me a human. Oh Allah, had you brought me up in a kafir or a mushrik's house, what a loss it would have been for me, even if I had the kingdom, or have been worse than animals due to kufr and shirk. Without asking, you created me in a Muslim's home and made me a prince with iman. You say this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you granted me the favor of iman without my asking, and iman is such a bounty that all other favors, bounties and treasures in total have no reality in front of it. When you have granted such great favors of Allah, how can you then deprive those who are begging from you? Then say, as it says in poetry form, Mere Kareem se gir qatra kisi ne manga, darya baha diye hain, dur be baha diye hain. He says, if anyone asks my noble one for a drop, if anyone asks my noble Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a drop, then he made the river flow for him. Subhanallah. Ask Allah ta'ala for a drop, Allah ta'ala made the river flow for him. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, I seek your mercy through the means of your unlimited favors, which I did not even request. I ask you to grant me reformation and purity of my ruh and soul through your grace, so that I can be saved from your disobedience till I die. This is tafsir of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma aqsim lana min khashyatik ma ta'ulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asiyatik. Ya Allah, I ask you that distribute such amount of khashyat and love and fear of you in my heart that becomes a barrier between me and your disobedience. Ya Allah, give us so much of khashyat. Khashyat doesn't refer to terror and fear that grips a person, but then khashyat and the fear of Allah. What fear? Fear of displeasing the one I love. How you have the fear to displease your parents, to displease your wife, to displease your children. Ya Allah, give me that amount of fear that I don't want to displease you, that becomes a barrier between me and your disobedience. So Allah, I seek your mercy through the means of your unlimited favors, which I did not even request. I ask you to grant me reformation and purity of my soul through your grace, so that I can be saved from your disobedience till I die. Oh Allah. Remember, we mentioned, this is not once of dua. This is a daily dua. To ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, save me from all those things that will bring your displeasure. Allah, grant me the ability to please you every day. It's a daily fikr, a daily intention. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you created me in a good home. You granted me love for your pious servants. You granted me the ability to practice on deen. If your guidance was not forthcoming from you, I would have been irreligious, impious, and an atheist in spite of being born in a Muslim home. Oh Allah, you granted me the company of the pious in this world. Therefore, grant me the company in the hereafter as well. Oh Allah, how many sins have I committed? And you are watching me with your full might and power at that time. Today we see it. When you hear now this country bombed that country, and you say for the last 10, 15 years now, you were watching what they were doing, what kind of weapons they were making. So they were our eye. Now we know how to hit and where to hit. You say, what intelligence? What intelligence and how they obliterated the words they use nowadays. Allah Ta'ala, what Allah knew that second, that moment where the eyes were. Allah's watchful, what do you say, Allah watchful eye and glances upon us. Allah's camera is upon our camera. If Allah Ta'ala did it with one missile, obliterated insan completely. Allah did to so many favors. Then to you looked so gracious. And then you give me the company with the pious also. Wallah, how many sins have I committed? And you are watching me with your full might and power at that time. But through your grace and mercy, you conceal my crimes and did not disgrace me. Wallah, may hundreds of thousands of my lives be sacrificed for you. May hundreds of thousands of my lives be sacrificed for you. You had to disclose. If you had to disclose my secrets to the creation, they will not even let me sit near them. O Allah, decree my conclusion of life on iman. Through your grace, O Allah, grant me the first entrance into Jannah by your bounty. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah will say, we ask Allah Ta'ala for dukhul awwali fil Jannah. Allah grant me the first entry into Jannah, not via Jahannam. That I go there, Allah, and burn for my sins. Allah grant me the first entry, without any via route. When all the bandas and the servants and the awliya are going to Jannat, Allah just throw me in the group also. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Hazrat would say the easiest way for this, and then too, subhanAllah. Hazrat would say also, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after Allah ta'ala fills Jahannam with all the sinful ones, Allah ta'ala save us. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask Jahannam, Halim tala'ti? O Jahannam, are you full? And the reply will be, وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِن مَزِيدٍ. Ya Allah, is there any more still? Meaning, I still have enough place. Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahimullah, he will say with Josh, he said, Fikr umat. He said, don't have any fikr. Inshallah, with the fazl of Allah, the rahm of Allah, Allah will not fill Jahannam with us. Allah will not fill Jahannam with us. Hadith means, says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after the Jahannam will give this reply, that Ya Allah, هَلْ مِن مَزِيدٍ. Is there any more? Is there any more? You see the Hadith Sharif says Allah will put through His Qudrat, according to His Shan, His status, Allah will put His foot into Jahannam and fill it up. There's no more place for my bandas in there, even the Gunagar ones too. So He says, inshallah, we'll be waiting to run into Jannat with the Awliya. Allah will fill it up with His Qudrat. There's no place for us in Jahannam, inshallah. He says, all we have to do is just stay with the pious ones. Just stay with the pious ones, with those that are first class and first grade. Person like myself, third grade dabba. Just now link up to them where the first grade dabba and the coach will reach with them also. Even we get the leftovers also, no problem. Says us barakat, we'll take the barakat too, no problem. He said, but we'll reach there, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala gave us sufi to make amal, inshallah. These are du'as and muraqabah we make daily to Allah. We can't say, but we know the gist of it, Ya Allah. Give us that ability not to disobey you, to obey you every second of our life. Yes, we will slip. And every son of Adam, every child of Adam is a sinner. The reality is all are sinners. Allah Ta'ala through His fazal and karam and His grace allows us to do some good deeds. Therefore we cannot now think we are some awliya. That I'm such a pious person and now I slipped and I made guna. I'm a gunagar. It is allowed to do some good deeds. Kullu bani Adam khata'un. Now what happens when we think we are awliya, we are very pious people, so long Allah Ta'ala, oh I was very clean, I was, subhanAllah, I had a good streak, a good run. Now I slip. Now I feel so despondent. Yeah, why did this certain thing? Yes, we should feel. Nafs becomes lawama. The nafs now will rebuke the person. But the reality is, Ya Allah, it was only your fazal. So far what I was able to refrain from was only your fazal and your karam. I thank you for that. By default, I'm a gunegar. Ya Allah, you allowed the sinner to do some good. Otherwise, if you don't think of it in that way, the pride will come. Pride will come. MashaAllah, I'm a buzruk, wali of Allah. Yeah, I just slipped a little bit. I'll make tawbah and I'll get back on the top over there. I'm at the bottom. Allah Ta'ala allowed me to come to the top. Ya Allah, through your fazal, just keep me going there. Ya Allah, just keep me going. This is iman. Between hope and fear. Between hope and fear. I hope, Ya Allah, you keep me going. And I fear, Allah, you won't, that you leave me. But as Hakim Sahib Rahimullah says, when a person takes care of his eyes especially, Allah Ta'ala promises Allah Ta'ala will give him halawata imani. Allah Ta'ala will grant him the sweetness of iman. And then, Hazrat will quote Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Alayhi, إذا دخلت حلاوة الإيمان في قلب المؤمن لا تدخل أبدا. Then when the sweetness of iman will go into the heart of a believer, then it will never leave his heart. It will never leave his heart, but it's possible he will leave it. Allah will not leave his hand. He will leave the hand of Allah Subhanahu. A parent now you crossing the road is dangerous. He never leave the child's hand. Who'll leave the hen? The child will leave the hen. Allah will never leave us. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu used to say, that how to navigate your worldly life? He says, you must think that now this entire dunya is a thorn bush. And in the middle and the center of the thorn bush is a pathway which is very, very narrow and also not straight. It has bends and turns. And the thorn bush now, those branches are coming onto that narrow path. He said, how will you walk the narrow path? You won't just be free. You'll be completely aware, chokanna, alert. And you hold your kurta together also. You see, mustn't catch me. This is how dunya life is. That's how you must have work. Nobody is just free. Today now I can do what I want. He says, every day is like that. This is the road to Jannat. Because Jannat is surrounded by makari, by difficulties. And Jahannam is surrounded by desires. So when you let in your desires, it will fall in there. This dunya is a place of difficulties. The person now is he's careful every day. He's dressing, what he's eating, where he's looking, what he's talking. He's a thorn bush, now mustn't catch me. And when I get through the day, till the evening, alhamdulillah, I made it. As Hakim Sahib will say, Hazrat will tell us also. Once you read your awabin, 12 years, gunas are maaf. Now you clean. You took a bath when you went home, you changed your kurta, you put your itar, you put your powder, now you won't get dirty. He said, now after Isha, you go under the car, change your oil. Had a bath already. He says, now you read your Maghrib Salah, you read your Awabin also, you read your Isha Salah, you made Tawbah, you made Istighfar. Don't make guna now. Remain clean for the night and go sleep the night now. Be pure, be clean, wake up in the morning and start a new day, because we don't know when we're going to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala protect us, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جلاله. الله 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 جل جلاله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا غفار الذنوب، يا ستار العيوب، يا أرحم الراحمين وكريم رحيم الله. يا الله forgive us all our sins of my Allah, all the commands that we have broken knowingly and knowingly of my Allah. Ya Kareem, Ya Rahim, Ya Allah, we are sinful, we are gunegar, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Our hearts have become black with sin, O my Allah. O my Allah, only you can forgive us, O my Allah. From your side, Ya Allah, forgive us, have mercy upon us, forgive us for all our sins, the sins of our eyes, our tongues, our hands, our feet, our ears. O my Allah, the sins of the past, the sins of our youth, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, purify our hearts, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have the tongues to ask you for your muhabbat and your love. But Ya Allah, then to you are so gracious, so overlooking, oh my Allah. You forgive so much, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah, we beg you through the wasila, sadqa, tufail of Nabi Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatul lil alameen, oh my Allah. To purify us, to cleanse us, to make our Islam. Ya Allah, to make us pure and clean, O my Allah. Every day, O Kareem, Rahim Allah, assist us and help us, O my Allah. Give us the taqwa, that imani, taqad, and sin, and the himmat, O my Allah, to obey every command of yours in a manner that is pleasing to you, to refrain from your disobedience and breaking your commands, O my Allah. O my Allah, O my Allah, those beautiful sifat and yala attributes of yours, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us those attributes, O my Allah. The akhlaq of Nabi Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, wa imaniyat, wa akhlaqiyat, O my Allah, ibadat, muamalat, معاشرت, our interaction, social interaction, our business dealings, oh my Allah. Guide us every step of our life, oh my Allah, every breath, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah, we are very weak, Ya Allah, we are makhluq, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Khaliq, you are Malik, you are Al-Majid, Al-Majid, Ya Al-Hakim, Al-Basid, Al-Khafid, Al-Rafi'. Ya oh my Allah, all power belongs to you. Unlimited power belongs to you. Unlimited forgiveness belongs to you. Unlimited favors belongs to you. Ya Allah, in every sense of the word, we are limited, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, our capacity is limited, oh my Allah. We are weaklings, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are fuqara, oh my Allah. You are ghani. Ya Allah, you are independent, Ya Allah. Everything belongs to you. Ya Allah, we are beggars, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't even know how to beg, what to beg for, what to ask for, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we are completely muhtaj upon you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we need every second of our life, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't even realize it, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us and make us yours, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, apna bana de hamare banja. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours, oh my Allah. Make us yours and become ours, oh my Allah. Ya oh my Allah, if you will leave us, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, kidar jaye, Ya Allah, where we will go to, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you put so much rahmi in the mercy of the parents, oh my Allah. How tight they will hold the hand of the child with this danger. Oh my Allah, when you are in danger spot, Ya Allah, shaitan is there, nafs is there, oh my Allah, don't leave our hands, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, don't leave us at that moment, oh my Allah. Don't let our hands do the wrong things, Ya Allah, our eyes do the wrong things, oh my Allah. Become the barrier between us and nafs and shaitan. Our desires and lust, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, Jahannam is waiting for us, Ya Allah, the qabr is waiting for us, oh my Allah. يا الله يا أمتي رحمة للعالمين صلى الله عليه وسلم وبي الله يسنتي بذا رحمة واس يا الله لتي رحمة بولا بولا أمته وبي الله يا the cries of the أمة يا الله يا the cries of the babies يا the cries of the widows يا الله cry يا the cries of the fathers وبي الله the broken وبي الله stones tied to the bellies وبي الله only because they believe in you وبي الله listen to the cries of the hearts وبي الله يا الله send your mercy upon them send your help for them O my Allah, send your malaika to assist them, to give them comfort, O my Allah. O my Allah, tonight we will go home. Comfortable beds and a hot plate of food, O my Allah. O my Allah, ya Allah, your bandhas and the ummatis of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are places in the world, in Gaza, in different places. Ya Allah, they haven't eaten tonight, O my Allah. Ya Allah, they have become weak, O my Allah. They don't have voices to even cry anymore. O my Allah, you know the language of the heart, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, the kuffar are meeting, Ya Allah, to make plans to finish up the ummah, O my Allah. O Kareem Rahim Allah, those tears that flowed in the Rada Mubarak, Ya Allah, at the Ustawana, Ya Allah, the different pillars in the Haram of Madinatul Munawwara cry for the ummah in the shade of the Ka'batullah, those sajjas that were made for the ummah, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, then one drop of rahmatul lil alameen. Save the ummah, Ya Allah, from this blight. Ya Allah, save the ummah from this blight, O my Allah. Ya Allah, his heart will become cool. He'll become happy. Ya Allah, وَلَصُوفِ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Ya Allah, you revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. When he cried that night, O my Allah, and he cried and he teared. And you reveal upon him that, O my Nabi, soon he will give you so much and you will become happy. O my Allah, Ya Allah, bring happiness to his heart. Help his ummah, protect the ummah, guide the ummah, feed the ummah. Ya Allah, shelter the ummah, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us hearts and bleed for the ummah. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, save us from the hearts and become a heart, O my Allah. Then we cannot even cry. We don't feel the pain. Then to O my Allah, we are consuming those products, O my Allah. That is Ya Allah, contributing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to the pain of the ummah, Ya Allah, give the ummah hidayat, O my Allah. Then to in our masti, O my Allah. Then to in our, Ya Allah, complacency, Ya Allah. Eating and drinking, maybe we want to eat what we want, drink what we want. Ya Allah, whether our brothers are dying, Ya Allah. Whether the babies are being snatched from the breasts of their mothers, Ya Allah, being beheaded, O my Allah. Then to we don't feel the pain of the ummah. O my Allah, so much haram have you consumed, O my Allah. The riba and the zina and the behayai. O my Allah, give us hearts and bleed for Ya Allah in your obedience, in your muhabbat, in Your love, bleed for the ummah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, the day of Qiyamah will have no excuse to present, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, help the ummah, Ya Allah, let there be a ceasefire. Ya Allah, how you open, Ya Allah, the oceans of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, Ya Allah, open the borders for them, O my Allah, let your help come in, O my Allah. Let your help come in, O my Allah. Let your help come in, O my Allah. Ya Allah, protect Sham, O my Allah. Protect Sham, O my Allah. Protect Sham, O my Allah. Alladhi barakna hawlahu. Ya Allah, the zameen of barakat, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Protect the ummah, protect our iman. Keep us upon iman. Ya Allah, our children, our progenies. Save us, save them from kufr, from shirk. Ya Allah, from becoming atheists, O my Allah, from becoming, Ya Allah, everything besides iman wale. Ya Allah, protect the iman, make them Muslims of the masjid, O my Allah. Make us obedient to your commands, Ya Allah. Give us the love of every sunnah, the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amal upon every sunnah, knowledge of every sunnah, accept us with the khidmat of sunnah in the world. Ya Allah, keep us with izzat, afiyat, sihat, and salamat, O my Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, all that are passed off, fully qabr and door, make the maghfarat. Ya Allah, blow the cool winds of jannat upon them. Ya Allah, in the time of our موت والكبو ما يلا كيف استوبت أنا سوحة كيف سنسي توبة ما يلا كل سيرة وسنزلة وفلس ما يلا the time يلا become happy and please us ما يلا whether be مدينة طيبة مكة مكرمة striving in your path for your دين ما يلا كيف سندري أو جمعة Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, give us death upon Iman in a condition you're happy with us. Ya Allah, save us from Adab Qabr, Adab Jahannam, raise us and all the marhumeen on the day of Qiyamah. And at the shade of the Arsh, the company of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, give us Jannat al-Firdaws, the reckoning, all those in debts, Ya Allah, release them of the debts, all those in illnesses, oh my Allah, grant them shifa, Ya Ajil, Kamil, Mustamir. All those homes, Ya Allah, what is Ya Allah, quarrels and Fuse and fights, O my Allah, kid, muhabbat and love, O my Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, with his financial difficulties, relieve them and alleviate it, O my Allah. Ya Allah, all those are stuck in the banks in riba, O my Allah. Ya Allah, release them, all those involved in zina, O my Allah, purify and cleanse, O my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, all those yalla marriageable age, I want to get married. Oh my Allah, your khazana is very great, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Send for them suitable spouses, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, protect our kabirin, protect our masajid, our makadib, our madaris, our businesses, our homes, our iman, our amal, our taqwa. Yalla, keep us in your security till mort, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta sami'u al-alim, wa tub alayna, innaka anta tawwabu al-rahim. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين